Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here Monday, October the 18th, 2021. 14 and a half minutes past the hour. And again, we're just greeting you with very sad news this morning that former Secretary of State and military veteran and at once thought to be a candidate for President of the United States, Colin Powell, passed away overnight at the age of 84 due to complications of COVID-19, and we were reading the paperwork there during the break, and he was fully vaccinated. So these are things to take into serious consideration. We turn from that, and again, we want to thank the Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop for being on in hour number one this morning. But as I said earlier, we have a guest here in hour number two who is as big as you want to get. This is the funniest man on the face of God's green earth. There is no doubt in my mind. He is still going strong at 95 and a half. My goodness. Put down whatever you're doing right now. Turn the radio knob to a place where you cannot twist it. If you're on a mobile device, put your mobile device down for the next 45 minutes because we are going to be entertained and enlightened and educated by the funniest man alive, the legendary Shecky Green. Shecky, how are you?
Hello there.
Is the tuxedo on and ready to go?
Oh, yeah. If I put my tux, I'm having trouble with my tie. But it's 6 o'clock in the morning. That's when I waited for you. I can't sing anymore because I also had the pandemic, as they call it, or COVID. And they got many names for this thing, but it still works in one way. And I still got a residual. I get the disease, I guess, is out, but I got a residual because I'm on a nebulizer and I have to take breathing things 5 times a day.
So you have what they call that long haul COVID.
The who?
I think they call that long haul COVID, where you still have the symptoms after the virus.
Oh, yeah, well, sure. One thing I want to say, and I want people, whoever listens to me, your program, please go get the shot. I mean, I don't understand this thing. People not with the shot. They'll take a shot for chicken pox, for measles stuff, but please, please go get that shot.
Are you shocked this morning to hear that Colin Powell was fully vaccinated and ends up?
No, I heard it when you said it, and I was shocked.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a terrible thing.
Well, the thing was that he had it, and we weren't people to know about it, I don't think. And they got to find out what it was, because evidently, beside the shot, something else. I can't even talk about it, because it just makes me sick to think of the brilliant, wonderful man.
He certainly was, and I'm sure we're going to hear a lot about him in the next few days. Now, Shecky, do they have any hope that you're doing these treatments for breathing will get you back to 100%?
Well, at 95, I don't think I'm 100%. I'm 95%. 100%. I don't know what that is anymore. You know, I've got this bone hurts, and that thing hurts, and that thing, you know. And they call mine the COVID-19, and I got the bones and the other stuff, 26. They give a name to everything.
You know, Shecky, when you got COVID last year about this time, when you were 90...
Thanksgiving, yes.
Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Now, do you know where it came from?
Do you know, I never left the house. My wife is... My Italian wife, God bless her, wouldn't let me out of the house. She was going with the car. Her sister was going with the car. But I was the only one that stayed in the house. I got it.
And no idea where it came from.
Well, I sold the house.
Well, that's good. That's a good move. What were the early symptoms like? What did you feel like?
Well, you know, I had this long before it came on the market. I mean, I was walking and I couldn't breathe. I'd have to stop and I'd breathe. And I didn't realize it was that, because that wasn't out yet. You know, we weren't notified about that yet, that disease. And it didn't hit Italy and China and all the places, you know. I had the things with the little... Oh, God. What's the matter with me, Shucky, early in the morning? A puzzle. And I had a puzzle of all the countries, the world. And one by one, when I find a piece, I said, well, that's no more. I throw that away. By the time I finished the puzzle, I had two pieces together. My God, it took me a long time to think a puzzle. You want to call me back and we'll restart this?
No, we got there. It took a few minutes, but we got there okay.
Oh,
no,
God, yes.
You.
What happened to Shecky? He can't think of a thing. The only song he has to sing is one that's a very, very sad. You don't want to hear it because I'm singing so bad.
Now, Shecky, I have a point of notice to bring up here. Now, last time you were on the show, we talked about two comedians, and it's interesting because since you've been on the show, some things have happened. Now, that's one of them. Jackie Mason. We talked about Jackie Mason last time, and since then, he's went on to his reward.
Well, he wasn't one of my favorites as a human being. A funny man he was. But I'll tell you the truth, you want to talk to me? I happen to be a rabbi. I didn't think I'm a rabbi because you don't see the hat on my head. That's a yarmulke. I'll tell you the truth. You don't want to hear the truth, I'll tell you a lie. I lie better than I tell you the truth.
That was pretty well, Jackie. And we also talked about Bill Cosby, and since our last interview, he got out of prison, and he was actually on this show at one point.
Oh, my God. You mean you interviewed him?
I did interview Bill Cosby, yes.
I mean, after he got out?
Yes. He was on in August.
Could you tell me? I would have called you earlier if I knew that.
Yes.
Would you please tell me what he said to you? He didn't make mention at all of that.
No, he didn't want to talk about that. What he wanted to talk about, he talked about the Olympics, and he talked about being blind and how he's fascinated that during this COVID-19 that kids are doing better at home, being homeschooled, than at regular school, and also that he does plan to go back on the road if people buy tickets.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. He is going to sell tickets at the beginning. You understand? And that's out of curiosity. They're going to go. They're going to see. They want to see what he's going to do. You never lose your talent which he has. But it's going to be strange. I would like to be in that first audience because he was not a buddy of mine.
You know, he was a when he came on, and I don't know how he was before, because that was the first time I'd ever interviewed him, but when he came on, to be honest with you, he was very polite. He was very cordial. He could not have been a nicer guest. Now, Jackie Mason, and I don't want to speak ill of the dead, but when Jackie used to come on, he would come on, and he was abrasive. Now, I know that was part of his gag.
Yeah, but, that was him.
Yeah, but it was hard to interview him because he never answered anything you asked because he was just abrasive. So Bill Cosby was Bill Cosby didn't come on and tell jokes. He was serious about what he was talking about.
No, Bill Cosby was an educated, intelligent man. Not that Jackie wasn't, but he knew where and he knew how. I mean, when it came to that, as far as that relationship that I had with him, that was good.
Well, you know,
he did some things you didn't expect of him. Like, he came into my room, I was working, and it was at the lounge at the Riviera Hotel in Las Vegas. And he came in with Sammy Davis, and they were high. Now, nobody can tell me they weren't high. They come running in the middle of my show. And he put his thumbs down, you know, when the gesture of a loser, and he sat right in front of me. And I said to him, you know, in about 2 minutes, this is in front of the audience, in about 2 minutes I'm going to jump off the stage, and there's going to be a hell of a fight. And then Sammy Davis said, hey man, you know man, hey, I want to love you. I want to kiss you, but I don't like you, even though we're both Jews, you know.
Well, you know, it's interesting, and I honestly did think about this. In the last 3 months, or 4 months, I think the only stand-up comic, legendary stand-up comics, we had Bill Cosby, Jackie Mason was on about a month before he died, and Shecky Green. Now, you're older by far than all those people, and you're the last one standing.
Well, tell the people to go out and buy locks. That's salmon.
That's what did it.
On Sunday, you eat locks. Yeah. And then you eat Italian food 7 days a week, 8 days a week. My wife got a different calendar, you know. They're from Sicily, so if they were from Rome, it would be different.
Now, Shecky, at 95 and a half, you'll be 96 coming up here in about 6 months.
April 8th.
April 8th. How does it feel to be this age and this sharp and this together as you are?
Well, you know something. I don't know whether I'm that sharp, but it's amazing that I see people, I mean, my age and everything else, and the conditions are in and everything, and I've been very, very fortunate that, you know, I got all my marbles. They're in a drawer in the back of my house. But my daughter was here yesterday. My daughter is a lawyer from Vancouver. And it was such a joy to really appreciate her age and what she's doing and my age. I mean, there's not many fathers that can be with a child, you know, that is 95.
Now, how old is your daughter, Shecky?
My daughter, let's see. Well, I'm back to that point again.
Gotta go get those marbles out of the
door. My daughter is how old? My daughter's got to be 55 or 6.
55. So you were.
I'm gonna ask her. She probably don't know either, because she's a lawyer.
So you were. You had late in life children. You would have been about 40 when you had her.
No, a little bit younger.
So she's
maybe she's less.
So she might be about 60 then.
Yeah, about that. And she's they're both adopted, both my girls, and it's like. If anybody ever wants it, that joy in life is to have a child like I got, both of them.
Now, Shecky, do you have any grandkids?
No.
No grandkids.
No, my My one daughter is married, the other one isn't.
Now, it is interesting to be at this age, approaching 96 years old, and still able to be funny and competent and together and get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and do an interview. And
I didn't get up. I never went to sleep.
And your hearing is fine. You know, oddly enough, when it comes to doing these interviews with a lot of people, even over the age of 80, hearing is a big issue.
Well, I've got hearing aids. I bought hearing aids. It's funny. I did a commercial for a hearing aid company. But before that, when I went in there, I bought hearing aids, $5,000. Now, I cherish these hearing aids. I would have them. My wife said, put your hearing aids in. But I didn't need them. So I said, okay. Finally, one day, she said, just last week, she says to me, put the hearing aids in. I said, I'll take them with me. I took them with me to the book showing where I play horses. And I not only lost the horses, I lost the hearing aids.
Oh, no. So you're talking to us without hearing aids?
Well, let me tell you about what happened with the hearing aids. There's a black guy that I sit with, you know, all the time. And I said to him, gee, I lost my hearing aids. What were those? I says, hearing aids, you know, things you put. He says, oh, well, I found something on the desk. He says, I threw it away. He threw the $5,000 hearing aids away.
Oh, man.
So consequently, he's not my friend anymore.
I would guess not. I would. So you're talking to us without hearing aids.
Oh, yes.
Well, you can hear. Why do you need the hearing aids?
Well, sometimes I have trouble with the, I don't know what it is. They fill up. The ears fill up. And I got to blow my nose and my Eustachian tube, you know, because I got to clear that. That's also from all of the stuff that I got from COVID-19. When they added that, they made it COVID-20 for me.
Now, Shecky, you're going to the track. Now, you're 95 years old, and COVID is still out there. Now, are you worried about going to the track? Do you wear a mask?
No, I got 347 masks. And I wear one, and I carry the others with me. In case I lose one like I did with the hearing aids.
So you made it home.
So
alone.
If anybody finds my hearing aids, I'll give them a mask.
Yes, that's awful good of you. You know, I was just looking at the information here, Shecky. You might be the only guest on this show who was born under the presidency of Calvin Coolidge.
I didn't like him.
I didn't like him, huh?
Calvin Coolidge didn't talk much.
Now, did you ever have any thoughts on Herbert Hoover, who followed him?
Oh, my God. Yeah, they named a dam after him. They kept on calling him Dam Hoover, and somebody said, what a good idea to build one. Dam Hoover.
You know, it's hard.
Hey, I finally come up with a good one.
You're nailing them now. We're 15 minutes in. It's fascinating, though. It's not a joke that I mean, you were of age when Franklin Roosevelt was president. You remember the Depression.
Well, one of the greatest things of my life, I was in the Navy and we were in Boston. Our ship was in Brooklyn Navy Yard, and then we got a weekend, so I went to Boston. And it was a ball game. Boston was playing at night, and it was raining. And who came but President Roosevelt came in with the rain coming down and everything, and he came into the thing, and he drove around, and it was a wonderful feeling to be close to this man, because to us it was something special. He wasn't who we have today, Biden, who I love, but Trump, who I, well, let's bypass that.
Now, wait a second. Now you were there, because there was a famous occasion where Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt, he was running for re-election, came into the Yankee Stadium in...
This was Boston.
Oh, Boston. In Oh, so he did it in Boston as well.
Yeah, sure. He went around like that.
He got around. So now did what? Now see, this is interesting. Was the public aware that he could not walk?
No, and even after he was in all the biographies and everything will tell you that without his son James, he couldn't walk. You know, he couldn't get any place. No, they kept that quite a secret.
What was the Depression like? You lived during the Depression.
Well, it wasn't good for me. I mean, if you're just talking about me, about people in general, you know, people that had jobs didn't have jobs anymore. My father, who was a vice president of a shoe company, was out of a job. He went from being, you know, I won't say a wealthy man, but we were in good shape. And then we lost our car. They came and picked up our car. I was a little kid at the time, and when they came for the car, I was crying, you know, they're taking our car, and we have no car, and we got no place to go. And my father said, I'll get another car, you know. No, you won't. And I didn't talk to him the rest of the time till he got another car. And then I used to, when my father would come and I'd say, are you got the car?
You know, Shecky, I was thinking about this because, you know, Betty White's still out there.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Would you please call her and tell her I love her, I love her, I love her?
Yes. Betty's loved by all, and she's 99, and she still likes to work. But I think you're probably in second place here of performers who are still capable of working and I don't know, once you're past 95, you're in a whole different pantheon. Now, if somebody came to you and said, would you do this, would you do it?
Yes.
Yeah, see, I think you should.
It all depends what the doing is doing, you know.
Now, would you want to do stand up again?
Well, I can't, you know, I got a thing with the foot. I broke my leg, and when they did that, they found out that I had, with the hip and everything else. So I thought at that time that I was at the thing, I said, don't fix half of it, let it. And I use a walker, which I'm kind of sorry I didn't, you know, do it. Because now I couldn't do it. I couldn't walk out on the stage like I'd want to. I'd come out with the walker and I said, hello, say hello. I do a funny joke. I'd be like Ronald Bremer. Hey, jeez. You don't remember Lionel Barrymore?
No, you know why I remember Lionel Barrymore? I wasn't alive in his day, but he used to go around late in his career around the country doing "Twas the Night Before Christmas."
Lionel Barrymore?
Yes, he did. There's an album out there of that. Maybe you should get that job.
Before Christmas, and all during the night, now the teacher is stirring. Not even a okay.
No, maybe you could get that job at this point. Just go around the country.
Sure, yeah.
Reading that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that job, you mean, is what Lionel Barrymore doing him?
No, you could do, just go around and read "Twas the Night Before Christmas" in every state before the holiday.
No, I got better books than that. I spent that night before Christmas. I didn't enjoy it. It was the night before Christmas. We had mice running in the house. My mother was screaming. My father's a louse. My father said, I'm not, and he took a bat and swacked one of the mouses. What do you think of that? That's my Christmas thing.
Now, would you take a part in a movie at this point?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it all depends who does it. Because I did a couple of things, and not, they were not quite the guys for me.
No.
The wonderful thing that I did with that was good for me, my career, Mel Brooks, History of the World.
Oh, that is a funny movie.
But I didn't get the respect I thought that I deserved in that. It was like, you know, like next, and then it pushed me over, you know. But I stopped $600 worth of work for that job no, it was $600,000. I forgot how much money I was making. And for $40,000 for doing that picture.
Now, I was just looking at this list here of the 10 oldest actors still alive, and you're pretty much in that area at this point.
Who is the others? I'll call them.
Well, I tell you, Larry Storch is still alive. Now, he's 98.
Oh, my God. I call Larry. I don't get an answer.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
Change with sex.
Now, Larry's 98 right now.
Larry's one of my dearest friends.
Now, is he still able to conversate?
Well, I keep trying to call him. You know, they keep telling me he's living, but I don't get an answer.
Now, also, let's see if... Oh, June Lockhart, she's still alive.
June Lockhart, and then Gene, what's-his-name, was the father with her all the time.
Yeah, June Lockhart is she's just a little older than you, 95 and 8 months old.
June Lockhart.
She was in Lassie and Petticoat Junction and Lost in Space. What'd you make of William Shatner going up in space at 90 years old?
I thought it was wonderful.
Let's get you up there. You could beat him.
No, you want to know something? You know, another thing, here I come with my religion again. But, you know, you get proud of certain people, I mean, of your religion, and they do that. He's a Jewish kid from Canada. For him to make that trip, you know, that's something.
You know, I didn't realize Eva Marie Saint is still alive.
Oh, my God.
She's 96 at 8
months. She was with Marlon Brando.
Yeah, I imagine she's the last person left from that movie. I can't believe she's still out there.
Lee J. Cobb once came in, who I thought was brilliant, but anyway, came up to me, said, I got to talk to you. Now, I never met him before. He said, I got to borrow some money. We were in Vegas. And the shock... Lee J. Cobb, you know, this magnificent man that he played in all those pictures, and the parts that he played, and to ask me to borrow money for gambling. So I set up a window at the hotel, you know, actors and actresses, please come here if you need money.
You know, do you have an agent or a manager, Shecky?
No, not now. My manager died on the tennis court.
Never replaced him.
But he didn't die running around. He died hitting himself with the racket.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Poor man.
Matter of fact, Alex, what's...
Are you there, Shecky? Shecky! Hello? Oh, no. Now we're having technical difficulty. Hello, Shecky, can you hear me?
Alexis, huh?
There, you're back. Something happened there. You went away for a second.
Oh, I'm talking about... We're talking about... Alex... tennis player.
So you didn't replace your manager after he died on the tennis court? Are you there, Shecky? We can't hear you. Shecky? Hello? Uh-oh. Technical difficulties here this morning. Let's see what we can work out here. Hold on a second. Well, we'll see if we can pick Shecky Green back up here in a second. We'll see if he calls back. Remember, you're tuned in to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM here in Marion, Ohio. best radio station in Marion. Now, we are always streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com, and you can download the free TuneIn app. It's absolutely free. I was talking to somebody about this the other day. Absolutely free, and search WWGH, and you can listen to us anywhere in the world. Now, we just had Shecky Green on, who's 95 and a half years old. How about that? And it's 6 a.m. where he is, the 6 a.m. hour out on the West Coast, and we're trying to make contact with him again because something obviously happened with the telephone there. So we are going to try to make contact with Shecky again. Let's see here. Might have had an issue with the phones out there. Everything else is a little strange here this morning. Let's see if we can get Shecky back on the line here. Bear with me, and we will work through this. Ah, here we go. That's Shecky's number. Let's see if we can get him here. See if he answers the telephone. Okay. Here we are. We're back over now. Let's see. The sound of ringing on the air. This does not bode well.
Hello?
Yes, Shecky.
I thought I was fired again.
No! The phone, what happened? Did the phone go dead?
No, it just all of a sudden it started ringing, and that was the end of it.
Well, maybe they were bugging.
I tell you, it's like the people are in charge that saw my act. They do this to me all the time. They cut me off.
It's the ghost of Ed Sullivan.
Right here on the show, but not too long. I'm going to give him 3 minutes to try to what's his name? Chucky.
You know,
Ed, the elephant is coming out. Right here now on our stage is an elephant.
How do you think Ed Sullivan would have reacted to this pandemic?
Oh, that's unbelievable. You know, well, of course he was a writer, and he was a sports writer once, but he could be a serious writer. But he wouldn't like it. Tonight on the show, I had two violinists who died in the dressing room. I want to tell you, they're just really ashamed that you missed them. They were good. Bring out the washroom attendant.
Now tell me this: all those celebrities that used to come sit in the audience that he would announce, did he invite them? What was that all about?
Oh yeah, he was right there as Dolores is starring on Broadway right now. Well, I say starring on Broadway. She's starring on Broadway right now. And I forget, Dolores something.
He would have like Joe Louis out there.
Oh yeah, that's interesting. Joe, I want to ask you, Joe, what round do you think you're going to get him? Well, we got to do some deals, so, and later on, even see you know me, huh? That was Joe Louis, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, I tell you, somebody who could have really made some money during this pandemic would have been, Colonel Tom Parker, Elvis Presley's manager?
Oh, with the hat of call.
Oh, yeah. He'd have been rich.
Well, I think a bottle of Presley was richer than a bottle of hat of call. I mean, he sold it with the guy in New Orleans. something, I forget.
Now, he tried to put it on you, didn't he?
Well, no, he just told me about his success with that. But I was in New Orleans when he was selling it, you know.
So he just went around trying to sell
it? He was interviewing kids to sing for the head of call. Come to his place and put in your face this bottle of Hattacall. It'll make you well, although your cheeks will swell. Everything.
Now, Colonel Parker, he had a southern drawl, didn't he?
You know, he was so phony, I don't know what he had. He just, Jiggy, I won't tell you something. This bar, it's going to be a success. I said, well, you know, already, they had a 75-foot cutout of him in front of the hotel. You know, I headlined the show, and he had a 75-foot cutout.
So, well, that's a little bit of irony there.
No, they made me stand outside. They didn't want to buy another cutout.
Well, there is.
Did I get you with that one?
Well, yes, that was good. That was good. In your tuxedo.
Let's pick out the good ones and the bad ones.
That's right.
Could I tell everybody in Marion, Ohio, hello, Ohio. Hello, Ohio. I'm going to bet the team every Saturday, you see. Yep.
Well, when you return to the stage, I think you should do it here. You've got a big audience.
And Marion?
Yeah.
Oh, would that be nice?
We have a nice big palace theater down here, 1,400 seats.
Oh, my God, I'd love that.
And you know, it's ironic because this is the hometown of President Harding, and Calvin Coolidge was his vice president, and you were born...
Wait a minute, both those guys were there?
Well, I assume at some point, yeah, because Harding, he's buried here. He's still here.
He couldn't get out, huh?
No, he and his wife are about a mile from here, a nice big old monument.
Oh, how do you like that?
Yeah. Now, I don't know where Calvin Coolidge is.
The harder it gets, the harder it feels. Calvin Coolidge disappeared. They put him down below, but he didn't want to go. So, okay.
Let's see, now there's got to be a great showbiz story that comes to your mind. Who's somebody you worked with who you really liked?
Well, a lot of people I really liked that I worked with.
Not Larry King.
I had a lot of rumors about me because at one time in my life where I was drinking, you know, they say Jews don't drink. I made up for 1,500 of them. But there's so many wonderful people that I work with.
Well, what do you make of this year? We have lost so many people we've talked about. Jackie Mason, Larry King is gone.
Oh, my God, my Larry.
Yes, your favorite interviewer.
My Larry, yeah. No, he would never interview me. He didn't want any part of me, I don't know why. He had a thing with me.
Oh, you know, recently we just passed Barbara Walters' 92nd birthday.
Oh, wait, is my Barbara living?
She's still alive. Yes, she is.
Well, I love Barbara. I love her. I want everybody to know I love Barbara.
A lot of people said she was difficult.
She was not difficult at all. She knew what she was doing and everything. She was a wonderful, wonderful, she is. A wonderful lady.
But now, you did not care much, I remember, for Joy Behar.
Joy Behar.
Yes.
Joy... Oh, good. The teacher?
Yeah, the lady on The View.
I was not particularly fond of her. She, I gotta be honest. You know, she's good, whatever she does, and everything, but she's not one of my favorites,
Now, didn't you tell us at one point that you called Barbara in regard to her?
about the joy. Well, you remember everything, don't you?
I do. Well, that's what I'm doing here every morning.
Well, you can hardly wait till you hit 95, so you can tell all this stuff.
That's right. Behind-the-scenes stories.
Yeah, I did. I did. I called her, and I said, what is with this girl? I mean, you know. And then she says, she's fine. She'll be fine. Because they got rid of her for a little while on the show. The show was Barbara Walters.
Yeah, and now she's back on there, Joy Behar.
Yeah, oh yeah, big.
Now I'm
with her blinking eyes.
Now I'm gonna assume you mean big talent, right? Her big talent is back on the show.
Yeah, she was a teacher, and well, she finally married. She lived with this guy for a long time, a Jewish kid, and she married him, and. I guess she's a nice girl. I got, you know, just because I don't like her doesn't mean the rest of. Oh, here comes my daughter, the lawyer.
Oh, you should ask her how old she is at this point.
Yeah, how old are you now?
59.
She's 59.
59. My goodness.
Wait. Say hello to Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hi. What's it like to have Shecky for a father?
Oh, there's never a dull moment. I get serenaded all the time. It's absolutely fantastic.
No.
I always hate to leave. I come visit, but I talk to him every day, so it's good.
Now, wouldn't you like to see him back up on stage?
Yes, I would, but I think that, I think he likes to be home. I don't think he'll be traveling anymore. But he would be fantastic, absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, good to talk with you. Thank you so much. Are you there, Shecky? Boy, I tell you, this phone issue this morning is going bananas in our last 5 minutes. Are you there, Shecky?
Was it off when you were on?
No, it kind of...
We're back. Are you there, Shecky? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we're back.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know what's going on. Is there something wrong with your phone system there?
Oh, yeah, believe me. Yeah, we got one with two strings. I got it. Maybe the string got caught under my wife's door.
You know, Shecky, in our last 5 minutes here, it's very interesting. We've never heard from your daughter, and she has absolute reverence for you. What a great job you must have done as a parent.
Well, I got two adopted daughters, and I want to tell you something. I don't know about any other kids, but I got two winners. I mean, they are...
Oh, now there we go. Something going on again here. Uh-oh. Well, let's try this one more time. I don't know if it's his line or my line having the issues here. So we'll give this one more shot here in our remaining 5 minutes. Here we go. And away we go, as Ralph Cramden used to say. Well, now it's ringing busy on that end. So I'm guessing it's not on our end at this point. But hopefully we can get Shecky back on to say goodbye to him 57 minutes past the hour. And of course we thank our guests this morning, the Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop and the legendary Shecky Green, 95 plus years old. Can you imagine? That is something. All right, let's see here. I believe the phone is ringing again. Okay, this is a good sign. Here we go. Let's see what we get.
Hello.
Here we go.
So, listen, this is the way they used to get rid of me in the places I worked.
Well, Shecky, we've got 3 minutes left here, and hopefully the phones hold out for this. But now one question. We've went through everybody. We've done Ed Sullivan and Colonel Parker. How would Hervé Villechaize made it through the pandemic?
I want to tell you, listen, I want to tell you, I'm not Spanish. I'm not Mexican. I want to tell you that I'm French. Si le gars qui pour vos choix de la roca. Et en gombette en saut de l'écho et me shut up. Okay.
No, just for people who don't understand why we go back to that so often, is because you told the funniest story I've ever heard in talk show history. Hervé Villechaize, little Hervé from Fantasy Island, wanted to shoot you.
Wanted to kill me because I talked to his wife.
And why was this?
Well, I came late to the thing. It was number one to the show. And then then his wife came over to me, and they were just newly married. Beautiful. You know, she was taller than him, but everybody was, you know. And anyway, she says to me, "Shaky, would you like some coffee?" And I said, "Yes." And then he came in. He said, "I want to tell you, don't talk to my wife. That's my wife. And I'm going to Chucho. If you talk to my wife, I'm going to Chucho." I says, "You're going to shoot me? Yeah. Have you got a shooter?" You know. So, and he really did. Then he committed suicide with that gun. I left town that day. He couldn't find me. Oh, God. Could I tell you something? Some actors that I work with are really nuts. And I could sit to tell you that.
Oh, my. Well, Shecky, with 30 seconds left to go, all I can say is when you are on, the morning's better. Everybody feels better. We always hear back from the audience that they're sitting at home or sitting at work laughing. And to bring laughter at 95 and a half years old to people halfway across the country, that's a pretty good thing.
Well, let me just close with this. I love you for sentimental reasons. I love you in Marion, Ohio. Please be my friend till the bitter ends. I'm 95 and saying goodbye to you. Okay?
Shecky, we will talk around the holidays, I'm sure. Stay well.
Thanks, Scotter.
Bye-bye. The legendary Shecky Green. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Republican National Convention, inside, I am sitting right now inside the